You're listening to the Teach Better Talk podcast, featuring expert educators eager to share progressive tactics to reach more students. Teach Better Talk is created by teachers and fueled by passion. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 28 of Teach Better Talk. I am Ray Hewart, and as always, I'm with the, how should we just describe him? I'm with the outstanding Jeff Gargis.
Ooh, I got outstanding tonight.
Tonight you're outstanding.
That's a good one. I like it. All right, go on.
I appreciate you, Jeff. You're pretty cool. Obviously, we have Jeff, but we also have an incredible educator that we get to dive deeper into her story, learn all about the incredible things that she's doing. I'm giving you a little hint by even saying she, but hopefully you know that we have talking to an incredible educator today. Before we get into all of that, Jeff, how's your day going?
My day is going absolutely fantastic. Super excited to be recording another episode. We get to do two tonight. I love doing this. It's been so much fun. Get into either meet new people while we're doing interviews or dive into a little more of the stories of people that we've had a lot of connections with and stuff. So it's been so much fun. It's really, really cool. Episode 28. That's amazing. We use the word phenomenal all the time, phenomenal educators on this. And I don't think that even does justice for who we have today. So we've got the one and only Tisha Richmond with us, and we're so excited to have Tisha on here. 21 years experience as a teacher. And here's what's cool is that Tisha has been teaching culinary for 21 years. And this year she's transitioning to tech integration specialist for a massive district, 19 schools, 14,000 students. What a undertaking. Stepping out of the classroom to help other teachers all throughout her district. So super excited. Not only that, she's also an author, recently published amazing book called Make Learning Magical that we're going to talk a little bit about as well. So Tisha, super, super excited to have you on. You moderated Mastery Chat just a couple weeks ago, which was amazing. You went on live on Facebook with us, which was so much fun. And we're so excited to have you now on the podcast, and just really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy time, your busy day to chat with us and have some fun. So how are you feeling tonight?
I am fantastic. I am super honored to be here tonight and had such a great time. Moderating, was it last week? Time flies. Was it a couple weeks ago? I don't remember, but it was so much fun. And I am very, very excited to chat with you again tonight.
So Tisha, I know Jeff gave you a little bit of an introduction, but I have been following you on social media and connecting with you constantly for years. And so I have to know, of all the things you've done, when someone comes up and says, oh, hi, Tisha, what do you do for a living? I mean, how do you even describe all the incredible things you've been able to do?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I just am passionate. I really am passionate about education. And I truly do have a heart for making learning magical, for bringing joy and passion into education. And so just my whole journey has been absolutely incredible. But I would say for sure the last 5 years have been life-changing, really, as an educator. And I have learned so much and grown so much that, goodness, I could talk for hours.
So I want to touch a little bit about these last 5 years more. We're going to get more recently. The book just came out how long ago? Not that long ago, right?
It's September.
We're currently in October. This episode will come out a little bit later than now, but just last month as of this recording. So can we talk about the book for a minute? Because I love the book is getting great reviews from what I've seen. People are eating it up. So can you give us sort of the peek into the book? It's called Make Learning Magical. Can you tell us what that's all about and how that came to be what it is?
Absolutely. So Make Learning Magical is about transforming your teaching and creating unforgettable experiences in your classroom. And I was sharing a few weeks back that my journey really started about 5 years ago when I was a burnt out, tired educator that was really thinking about leaving education to be a barista. I would come home at night and I would share with my husband, you know, I'm just tired and I just think making lattes would be so much fun. And something happened in that year. And as a culinary teacher, I'm part of a a regional group of culinary teachers that get funded through Carl Perkins funding. And so as a region, we put in a grant for iPads. And that grant, as well as a CenturyLink grant, enabled me to purchase one-to-one iPads for my classroom. And I was the first classroom in our school to have any one-to-one devices. And that kind of catapulted me into this journey where I went to my first innovation conference, iPad Palooza, in Austin, Texas. And that led me to Twitter. And this whole world of innovation opened up to me that I didn't know existed as an educator. I had been living in this silo. And when I started realizing all of the possibilities in education that could take my students further, it just baffled my mind. And so I became a connected educator and started really tapping into how I could make learning magical in my classroom. And so that is what Make Learning Magical is about. It's about breaking down magical into an acronym. So it's memorable beginnings, authenticity and agency, gamified experiences, innovation, creativity, collaboration, and curiosity, authentic audience, and legacy. And so in my book, I talk about each of those and how any teacher can do that, K through 12, to make really, and higher ed, can make learning magical in their classrooms.
Well, and Tisha, I have to tell you, as much as I really enjoyed your book, it is incredible for me every time I log on to Twitter, how many people have pulled quotes from your book, and that's what they're sharing about, how they've connected so much to your words and your message, and they're able to pull sentences out and do little, you know, whatever, book snaps and all that stuff, just talking about the impact. And I think that's what I loved most about reading your book, is there were so many, like, just one-liners that I could just, like, take out and immediately connect to and share out to my PLN. I thought that was so powerful. And for those of you listening, looking for books, this was a great one to just sit back and read and enjoy and get inspired. There's so many quick tips. It was so cool.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Great. So now I want to stick with your journey for a little bit here. Let's go. We're going to go kind of the other direction, but it's a positive in my mind all the time, talking about failure. So can you take us to a time in all your experiences, a time that you failed or you felt like you failed, and sort of take us there with you? What happened? How did it make you feel? How did you overcome it? And then what did you really take away from that experience?
So I failed a lot. I've had a lot of failure in my career. And one time that I think of in particular, I think this particular time stood out to me because my son was in my classroom. So I have had the joy of having both of my kids in my culinary class. And so this particular day, I was really excited because I had created this digital breakout experience, and it was the first time I had done it. And I thought, this is just going to be fantastic. And so class was about to start, and then all of a sudden, all Wi-Fi went down, and there was no way I could do this digital breakout. And I just looked at my son, and he had the look of horror in his eyes, like, don't you embarrass me, Mom. You better redeem yourself from this. And so I had the stack of games on my countertop that I had actually bought at Toys R Us that summer, and they were on sale for like $3, and I thought I was going to use these someday in class. And I looked at those stack of games, I glanced at my son with a horror-stricken look on his face, and I thought, we are going to use this game. Right now, on the fly, we are going to make a game out of this and turn this into something great. And so it's exactly what we did. And I created this game that we played on the fly. It was, I think that game, I believe was Topple that I played. I was thinking it was Codenames, but I believe it was Topple. And it was amazing at how my kids really just enjoyed it. And they knew that it was on the fly. They knew that this was not something that I had planned, but they appreciated it. And I really find that I've had so many experiences like that one is, you know, in my mind because it is connected to my son. But so many times through my educational experience, I've told my students, hey, we're going to try this thing and we're going to see, you know, if it works. I've never done it before. And the more that I've done that, I think the more kids just appreciate that I'm willing to try something new, and they want new. they want teachers to be continuing to innovate. And so they're okay if things don't always go as planned. They appreciate, I feel, the effort that we bring.
And I think that's such a powerful lesson that you're teaching them along the way, that when you're being very transparent and authentic with them, that, hey, I'm trying this. This is my first chance or attempt at this. I don't know how it's going to go. And then they see the struggle or the success and see that, and see that it's okay to try things when you're not necessarily sure that it's going to work out. And it's okay to fall down. And this is how we get back up. And this is how we look at that and learn. Like, it's such a powerful lesson that they can learn when they don't even realize that you're teaching them that lesson, right? Just because you're just going about your day. So that's a great story. Love it. So now let's flip it around. Now let's talk about a time that you've felt successful, that you've had a success. It can be a big one or a small one, but tell us what happened and why was it a success for you and to you, and then what did you take away from that?
So I think one of the biggest transformations that happened in my classroom is when I began to gamify. And I really give Michael Matera credit for starting me on that journey. I had met him at a conference in 2014, and he introduced me to this concept of gamification. And this was before he was the author of Explore Like a Pirate. This was before his book came out. And I just realized that this is something that could be great in my classes. I love doing mystery box challenges and bringing in this game element, but it was something that I would just kind of do haphazardly. I would do it once in a while. But this whole idea of layering this framework over my curriculum to create this amazing immersive learning experience in my classroom just completely was just so intriguing to me. And so I began that journey, and I started small. And that was his advice to me, is just start small, start with a unit that maybe you don't love, that you could try maybe in one of your singleton classes. And that's what I did. And I started this whole journey of gamifying a unit, and then gamifying a singleton class, and then gamifying eventually all of my classes. And I had three frameworks that I layered over my curriculum. I had the Amazing Race for the semester where I was teaching international cuisine. I had the Great Food Truck Race for the semester that I was teaching American regional cuisine. And then I also had Master Chef for my Culinary 2 classes. And it wasn't, I mean, there was definite failures. There was definitely, I continually iterated, right? It wasn't like perfect from the get-go. I don't know that it ever was perfect, but it has been an amazing journey as I have created these gamified classroom experiences, and to see students completely, not only immersed, but empowered in their learning, truly owning their learning, is just the most gratifying feeling as a teacher. And so I would say that definitely was a success that I found in my teaching journey.
Hey everyone, while we take a quick break, I want to give a shout out to all the amazing teachers out there that we have not yet featured on this podcast. If you know an incredible educator that has a story that they want to share at Teach Better Talk, head over to teachbetter.com/podcast and please send us their name. We would love to share their story. You know, Tisha, something I really liked in your example of your success story was how you were immersing students in really engaging, authentic ways of learning, right? I was literally just watching MasterChef last night. Mm-hmm. And how fun is them, or actually I was watching Junior MasterChef, but how fun is it for your students to be making connections to a class that, I guess it's easy to think, oh, they're both about food, but really making authentic connections to what they're working on and where that exists in the world, where they can turn on their television and see their classroom in action. That's totally up my alley. That's a huge part of my niche in education that I just eat, sleep, and breathe. And so I love that example of these units you've been able to build to give students authentic experiences to apply their learning in a way that they enjoy and they want to be there. They want to be working.
Absolutely. I mean, it has been, it's been incredible. And I think that that is what's been so fun is that as you see your students become immersed and empowered, it just makes you want to continue to make these experiences even better, because I've noticed such a difference. And I taught culinary, so it was an elective. It was really a class that for the most part students had chosen to take. But my students had been engaged before in my classes, but to be completely immersed and empowered in their learning was a completely different thing. And yeah, like I think one of my favorite parts of the experience was at the end of every unit, I had a challenge and I would bring in an authentic audience. And sometimes that was staff members. Sometimes it was a mixture of staff members and local chefs or restaurant owners. Sometimes it was people from our district office or educational service district. And students, it meant so much to them to be able to demonstrate their learning in a way that made sense to them, that they were able to in a meaningful way, and then to shine. I mean, they were shining in front of these people that they really admired and respected, either as teachers or just as professionals. And every single time, I would just stand back and I would almost tear up every time, if I'm going to be completely honest, because I was just so touched by how much of themselves they put in to these presentations and how they truly did own their learning. They weren't doing this for a grade. And I really feel that I could have not put one grade in the grade book and these students would have put as much of their heart and soul into what they were doing. And that is just the most awesome feeling.
So I think that's a big element of what's getting me excited about education these days. We have teachers that are understanding the authenticity behind their content needs to be at the forefront of their instruction. They really need to make sure they have this umbrella of purpose to really drive their content not only into their students, but to really ensure that their students are taking it with them when they leave the classroom, right? Having those experiences, those are things that the students don't forget. Those are things that the students now understand their purpose in being present in the classroom. It's so exciting that teachers are starting to dabble with that, whether it be through themed internships like the Teach Further model or PBL or STEM or the gamification. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are just avenues that teachers are able to get their feet wet, try little pieces to try and build these experiences for students. So outside of that, what is getting you excited about education right now?
Well, I have to say that I'm really loving this new role that I have as a tech integration specialist, because I'm able to peek into all of these different grade levels that I've never had a chance to just hang out in. Like when my kids were little, I was able to hang out in the elementary classrooms, but since then I haven't. And so I am just absolutely loving being able to go into classrooms and support teachers and just see all of this amazing learning going on, and then take all of these things that I've seen people share on Twitter and I've learned about, but maybe haven't applied to my own classroom, and now think of ways that can maybe another teacher can take and run with. And I am really, really excited about this innovation team that I've created in our district and these spark starters that I have kind of enlisted to spark innovation, and in hopes that our district will continue to create sparks. Sparks will create more sparks, will create more sparks, and we will have a district on fire for innovation. And so to be able to take some of the things that I did in my classroom and now be able to zoom out and to bring that into this world of a tech integration specialist is amazing. And I told my spark starters at our very first meeting that I would love to have the title joy specialist, because that is my heart. Like, I want to bring joy into teaching and learning, and to be able to meet with these teachers and go into their classroom and see them sparking joy, and to see just the get excited about all of these new ways to innovate is what's fulfilling me, because there are days where I'm like, oh, my classroom, I miss posting pictures of food on Twitter. but to be able to help spark other teachers and inspire them to bring joy and passion into teaching and learning is just amazing and super fulfilling.
You know, Tisha, the next question I was supposed to ask you, quote unquote supposed to, but I was eager to ask you what your advice was for new teachers. But now with your focus in tech and all the training and support you're giving to teachers in your district, I want to change it just slightly, because I'm presenting at FETC in January of 19 about how tech integration, teachers like yourself can really be effective in the classroom, and what teachers need to know that are currently teaching and how they can utilize the tech specialists in their district to really enhance their instruction. So rather than asking you specifically about new teachers, I'm really eager to hear, what are some suggestions you have for teachers that are looking to integrate more tech, that are eager to use their district's resources, but maybe don't know where to start? What are some avenues for them?
Well, first of all, I think getting connected on Twitter is huge, because it is a fire hose of resources and ideas 24/7. And I think that is really what sparked a lot of enthusiasm for me as an educator, was to just see all of these amazing things that educators were doing, and to be able and to realize that I didn't have to teach in a silo, that I could be connected with all of these amazing resources and authors 24/7. And so I think that is a start. You know, one thing that I've done with my innovation team, I've of course gamified it, because, you know, how could I not? And so I gamified my innovation team, and we just launched it this last week. And so I'm trying to introduce our Spark Starters to Twitter, and to start creating an account and to start posting to our IM549C hashtag. And it was really cool, because I was in a classroom this week and a teacher had done these amazing pumpkin globes where they were learning about the continents. And so she had all of this deep learning around the continents, and they painted they painted it on these pumpkins. And I took a picture and I posted, I think, the assignment on Twitter. And I think it got 20 retweets or more. I don't know. And all of these teachers were just asking, well, how did I want to learn more? Where did you learn this? Blah, blah, blah. And all of these things. And I talked to that teacher, and I said, and she hadn't been on Twitter for very long, or she had been, but maybe hadn't been very active. And she was amazed that so many people were interested. She says, you know, that's something that it's ordinary. I've been doing it for a long time. I didn't really think anything of it. And I share that a lot, that I don't know if you've ever seen that video, Ordinary to Us, Amazing to Others by Derek Sivers.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that, because it's so true. So many things that we do as educators that we think is ordinary might be something that is just groundbreaking and life-changing, possibly, in another educator's experience. And so I think that we connect and to learn and to share resources, but also to start sharing the things that we do, because we never know how it might influence someone else. And what is ordinary to us truly could be something that's extraordinary to somebody else. And we can inspire and encourage each other.
Oh, I love it. Tisha, this is just a great episode. I'm like sitting over, I almost like forgot that I needed to talk next. I was just listening to you and soaking it all in. So I am going to talk next, though. We're gonna see how extraordinary you really are. Okay. We've got a little challenge for you. We're going to do the next six questions. You're going to have 15 seconds or less to answer each.
Okay.
Good?
I'm good.
What is one ed tech tool you cannot live without?
I use Canva on the daily. I love Canva.
Love Canva.
Yes.
What's a book that you're reading right now?
I am reading Edu Protocols by John Crippo and Marlena Hepburn. I went to Fall Q a couple weeks ago, and I went to a workshop. Marlena had given, and with another gentleman, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but it was phenomenal and really was great on just showing how you can use Google Suite to amplify learning with the four C's and all of these amazing lesson frameworks. And so I'm really enjoying diving into that right now and trying to find ways that I can bring that back to our teachers.
Love it. Who do we need to follow on Twitter today?
Well, first of all, you need to follow the IM549C hashtag because it's going to start blowing up.
Love it.
Stuff in our district. So a lot of new educators that are joining in on that I really want them to find the value of being connected. Oh my goodness. I always, any tweets or questions on a chat that ask this, I kind of internally freak out because I know that I'm going to forget like all of these amazing people. So many amazing people that I follow. Rochelle Poth, Mandy Froelich, Jennifer Cassatod, Rodney Turner, Jared Borman, Evan Abramson, Tara Martin, Michael Matera, Dave Burgess, Shelley Burgess. All of the DBC authors, I think, are phenomenal. Local educator Jamie Leach is doing amazing things in education. Heather Mars. Oh, I have so many. And I know that I'm Alicia Ray, Tamara Letter, lots of people.
I love it. We never, just so you know, like we almost, I don't think we ever get one on that one. It's always just that list. I love it though. What is the best YouTube channel for educators?
I have to give a shout out to Michael Matera for his well-played episodes on gamification. He really puts out incredible content and I'm always impressed with just how much he shares out.
Yes. Great stuff. Great channel. And just a good guy too.
Absolutely.
What is one daily, weekly, or monthly routine that every teacher needs to get into?
Well, I would say running or exercise, I think, is really important for our own just wellness and well-being. And that's not something that I've always been great at as far as routines go, but I'm getting back into it and it really is important for me. And writing. I think writing has been a phenomenal journey, and just being able to reflect on what we do as educators is super, super powerful. So huge advocate of blog writing, but even if it's just in a daily journal, I think it's a really powerful practice.
Awesome. And what is the best piece of advice you have ever received?
Just jump. You gotta just out there and go for it, because we can wait for things to be perfect, but it's never going to happen. And I think I might have shared when we were on the face on Facebook Live that I used to be the teacher that wanted to tie everything up in this beautiful bow every time. And I realized, you know what? No, we just got to go, got to jump and try stuff. And that has been powerful in my edu journey for sure.
Love it. If you wait till you're ready, you'll never be ready.
Absolutely.
One of my favorites.
Well, Tisha, I just feel like we got so much insight throughout this time. You're able to share so many personal stories, but also so many good pieces that as our listeners, hopefully listening to this podcast, kind of take away and really put into practice right away, whether it just be this like completely positive mindset or wanting to just integrate tech or those authentic learning experiences. Gosh, there was so much. But how can we continue the conversation with you? How can our listeners connect with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Tish Rich, T-I-S-H-R-I-C-H. Instagram, Tish Richmond, T-I-S-H Richmond, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D. I do have a blog, tisharichmond.com, where I just reflect on education. And then you can find my book, Make Learning Magical, on the DBC website or through Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
And you know that you can find all the links and the resources and everything we talked about with Tisha in this episode over at teachbetter.com, as well as those really important links to connect with her. We'll make sure all of that's over in the show notes. So make sure you head over to teachbetter.com for all of that. Be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes. And if you can give us a rating and a review, we'd really appreciate that as well. Tisha, it's been absolutely amazing. It's been so much fun having you moderate Master Chat, then come on the podcast and spend more time with us. I feel like we're getting to know you more, which is exciting. So we're going to keep this going. We're going to find some other way to bring you into our group again very soon. Like, it just has to happen. I'm going to make it. I'm going to will it into existence. So, but truly though, really appreciate your time and sharing your story with us and talking with us and just having some fun.
Oh, it was truly an honor. I have so much fun chatting with you guys. So thank you so much.
And until next time, let's get out there and let's teach better.